supporting your local economy. It's a virtue many Vermonters seem to hold dear. So here's a seasonally appropriate tip for improving an economy so local, it's literally in many backyards. Stop by the hardware store on your way home today and pick up a 5/16 inch drill bit. Then throw on a red checkered flannel shirt and get outside next chance you get, because it's time to tap whatever sugar maples you have at hand. Now, I've been making maple syrup as a hobby for 5 years now, and while I'm certainly no pro, it's more like I'm on probation, I've had enough success to offer a little advice. All it takes to get started are some empty, clean milk jugs, a drill, and those iconic little taps that the pros call spiles. Taps come in two sizes, 7/16 of an inch and 5/16 of an inch. The smaller size causes less damage to the tree and yields the same amount of sap. It's important to drill straight into the tree without wiggling the drill bit to get a nice, clean seal around the tap so sap doesn't leak out around the edges. I use a rubber mallet to set the tap in the tree. Then I cut a 1-inch hole in a milk jug and hang it on the tap. On a sunny day with temps in the 40s, that gallon can overflow in less than a day, so it pays to keep an eye on it. Once you've gathered about 3 gallons of sap, fire it up on your stovetop in the biggest pot you have, assuming you have an exhaust fan over your stove. Otherwise, the walls will soon be sticky with condensation. The beauty of sugaring is there's no recipe or tricks. It's literally just boiling sap. It takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. So after about 8 hours of boiling, your 3 gallons of sap will yield, wait for it now, about 1 cup. But it's the best syrup you'll ever taste. I promise. What really matters is that sugaring is a family-friendly activity that gets you outside. It gives you a story to impress your coworkers. And it might even become a lifelong hobby.